Keep the Bag podcast. Each week, the USA-UK combination of Nigel Wright and Louis Out Loud provide copywriting and audio solutions that tear down marketing myths and demonstrate how to deliver value without bells and whistles.
This is Nigel. I am Wright, and I'm in for the first part of the Rapid Fire Corona Care Package episode, which talks about less BMS, less buy my shit, more value. So what are we specifically talking about here? Let's start with Instagram first and foremost. Now, Instagram engagement is going to be somewhat down these days based on some of the trends that we're seeing. But what is actually working, has been working, and continues to work is focusing on DMing people who already know, like, and trust you. So many small businesses that we talk to and that we see and evaluate their stuff online regularly are missing the boat completely. They think they know based on what they're seeing other people doing, but they never bother to ask the questions. The only reason we know is because we ask. And we can't stress this enough. You know nothing until you ask the questions. Unless you have somebody who asks the questions for you, which we do for a number of our clients. Now, here's an example. We do know that if you are using stickers to ask questions, you will get a number of quite a bit of engagement because people use that as a way to try and attract you to their business. Now, the method that people are typically using, which doesn't hurt you, is by saying things along the lines of, "Oh, this is unrelated, but go check out my page." Why would you do that? But you can respond anyway. We actually have a colleague who literally puts in random information in response to those particular inquiries, and that actually ratchets up his engagement. And that is something that you can certainly try. But more importantly, when you post those questions and anybody responds to you, that is the time for you to properly engage. The one thing that I think is being missed here, the wholesale, is the fact that whenever someone engages with you on any level in your Instagram DMs or any sort of instant message, they are a potential customer. And what typically happens, especially with businesses that are so focused on the buy my shit aspect, look at my thing, come and get my deal, I'm going to give you an offer. Yeah, they're people that are actually taking the time to engage with your content, and all you're doing is broadcasting. And something as simple as what I'm going to explain can really move the needle. Hey, thank you for your comment. When was the last time you came in? And because you were so kind to leave me this time, how about a 10% off? Contact us to, you know, when you come back into the store. Now that is you responding, you paying homage, if you would, to their time. Because again, I can't say this enough, can't possibly say this enough. Time is something you cannot get back. And if you're not acknowledging the fact that your potential customers, your actual customers, the people who know, like, and trust you are spending time on your brand, and the best you can do is thumbs up, then you're missing the boat. So please take advantage of that opportunity. It is free. It's inbound marketing rather than all this broadcast BMS, buy my shit. Not helping you. Right now is the time to deepen relationships with your existing customer base. They may not be buying now, but here's one thing for certain. They will remember. So take advantage of those things and do it. Take it the extra step, not based on what your fellow small business owners are doing or based on what you see other people doing. Do it based on you, the business owner, asking your customers what they want. Because unless you do that, there's no possible way you can know. So again, less BMS, less buy my shit, more value. Talk to you in the next one.
Keep the Bag Podcast. No frills, no fuss, no ego. Zero vanity, true value. The Done Beats Perfect marketing channel.